Again, thank you, Aileen. Thank you, the chair. Thank you all for your patience. And here I'm going to try to introduce our recent project, which is called SegGraph. In this project, we develop a uniform and open source system for graph data anonymization and de-anonymization. This is a joint work with Weiqing Li, Rahim Beya, Pratik Mito, and Xin Hu. And first, let's introduce a little bit with graph data. As you may know, a lot of current computer systems generate graph data, like social networks, like mobility traces. After we apply some sophisticated techniques, they can be transferred to some contact graphs. And meanwhile, for the medical data, a lot of them can also be represented by graphs. And we did have a lot of reasons to share such kind of graph data. And the typical one is for like academic research. I think this happened a lot, especially for us. We get some data from companies, and we use this data to do data mining tasks, to do machine learning jobs. And for this data, they also been shared to for business collaborations. There's such kind of business mode. Like Twitter share the data with IBM Research to get some decision support. And for the graph data, it can also be used for government applications. Like the FBI claimed that they use such kind of graph data to do the terrorist detection or fraud detection. And it can also be used for healthcare applications. So people, researchers can use the graph data to study the, the disease propagation among the people. And graph data did have a lot of reasons for sharing and publishing. So we provide more scenarios in the paper and the project website. So for graph data, usually they carry a lot of sensitive information like users' social profiles. So that means before we share the data, usually we need to anonymize the data. Anonymize data, some naive ones can be conducted by remove the usernames, the social security numbers, and other sensitive informations. And at the meantime, there are also some adversaries. They try to de-anonymize this data. That means they try to leverage some crowd information, some other online information as auxiliary data, and use such kind of auxiliary data to de-anonymize the anonymous data and find, oh, this user is corresponding to whom, or this user is generated by whom. So when evaluating the performance of anonymization and techniques and de-anonymization techniques, usually we have two main concerns. The first one is the utility, and another one is what's the performance of the anonymization techniques in defending against de-anonymization attacks. But for existing work, they still have some limitations in answering these two concerns. Like as for utility for existing anonymization techniques, usually they only conduct some very limited utility evaluation. Like they only evaluate the utility, the degree utility of the anonymous data, the joint degree distribution, and some other very, very basic utilities of the anonymous data. And for the performance of existing anonymization techniques in defending against the attacks, we never see any, very thorough and complete evaluation on this perspective. That means for most of existing anonymization techniques, they only evaluate their utility performance, then that's done. They didn't do any, actual evaluation to see whether their technique can defend against existing attacks. And on the other hand, for the existing de-anonymization attacks, they usually consider or considering apply such kind of attack to the anonymized data that's anonymized by some fundamental techniques like just naive ID removal or some, you know, anonymization techniques by adding some edges or deleting some edges from the graph. They only consider to attack such kind of data. So after observing so many, you know, anonymization techniques and de-anonymization attacks, so our question is, for existing anonymization techniques, can they fully preserve the data utility with respect to the high level, you know, data mining tasks or other applications? Another question is, can existing anonymization techniques defend state-of-the-art de-anonymization attacks? So in this project, we try to answer these two problems and provide users and researchers a platform which can conveniently, you know, evaluate the newly developed techniques, either de-anonymization or anonymization techniques. So here's our contribution. We analyzed 11 state-of-the-art anonymization techniques and 15 de-anonymization attacks. And we developed a system named SegGraph, where we implemented all the mentioned techniques and 19 utility metrics, including 12 graph utility metrics and 7 application utility metrics. And just recently, we released this software, which is available at the SegGraph website. So for existing graph anonymization techniques, we classified them into 6 categories. Actually, we surveyed all the graph anonymization techniques published since 2005 on the top security database data mining conferences. The first one is a naive ID remove, just remove the usernames and the social security numbers. We call it naive ID remove. Another one is edge editing-based anonymization techniques, like we try to add or delete some edges from the graph, or we just switch some edges. And K-anonymity-based anonymization techniques, this technique comes from the K-anonymity for traditional relational data. And researchers have extended this technique to graph. They proposed several K-anonymity-based anonymization techniques, and aggregation cluster or class-based techniques, differential privacy-based techniques. And for differential privacy-based techniques, first, researchers have to linearize a graph and then apply differential privacy and then change the differentially private sequence back to a graph, and some run work based anonymization techniques. And evaluate the anonymization performance of these techniques, we consider 12 graph utility metrics. To the best of our knowledge, this is a complete, a much more complete utility evaluation than existing work. And for graph utility metrics, actually, they mainly capture how the anonymous data preserve fundamental structural properties of original graph. And meantime, we also evaluate 7 application utility metrics, like rule extraction, inference maximization. So for this application utility metrics, we try to evaluate how useful the anonymous data are for practical graph applications and mining tasks. Here, let's see some analytical results. For this column means state-of-the-art anonymization techniques, and basically we characterize them into 6 classes. And for this, these are the utility matrix. And for this one is whether this anonymization technique can defend against existing de-anonymization attack. And for the check means it preserves the utility. For the diamond means conditionally preserve the utility. And half circle means partially preserve the utility. The cross means doesn't preserve the utility. NA means we don't have answer in existing work. And here is our summarization results. And for naive technique, because we just remove the usernames, of course, it preserves all the graph utilities as well as the application utilities. It's almost the same as the raw data. But for edge addition-based anonymization techniques like add or deleting edges, it may preserve some utility depending on how many edges are added to the anonymized graph or how many existing edges are deleted from the graph. But for some utility, it's conditionally preserved, depends on the anonymization parameter. But for some other utility, maybe it's independent from the anonymization meter. It can partially be preserved. We did have a detailed analysis and a definition on why this happens, why we have such kind of conclusion. And by the similar manner, we can also analyze the utility performance of all the other anonymization techniques. Now let's see some graph de-anonymization attacks. So basically for existing graph de-anonymization attacks, we classify them into two categories. One category is a seed-based de-anonymization attack. In this kind of attack, we have an anonymized graph, we have an auxiliary graph, and first we find some seed mappings between the anonymous graph and the auxiliary graph. And then start from these seed mappings, we propagate the de-anonymization to all the other nodes. And by this way, we try to de-anonymize as many as possible, as many users as possible. And recently, we also see some seed-free de-anonymization attacks. For seed-free de-anonymization attacks, we just have an anonymized graph and an auxiliary graph. We don't have any seed mappings. We just try to de-anonymize the anonymized graph based on the structural similarity between the anonymized graph and the auxiliary graph. And here are some analytic results of existing de-anonymization attacks. First of all, for most of the existing de-anonymization attacks, they are seed-based. Right now, we have two seed-free de-anonymization attacks. And all of them need an auxiliary graph to perform the de-anonymization. And all of them are semantics-free, and they are purely structure-based de-anonymization attacks. And there are several advantages for the structure-based de-anonymization attacks, like it's more robust because the structure is more stable and it can tolerate some errors, some changes over time. So, and also all the existing de-anonymization attacks can be classified as passive attacks. And some of scalable and practical, but some of them are not. So for the not scalable attacks, maybe distance vector DV here, because the seed identification process has a time complexity of n factorial. So that means it can be extended to large scale networks. And we also analyze the wall between the anonymization techniques and the de-anonymization tags. Here, a check means it's vulnerable. From this table, we can see for naive and edge addition-based anonymization techniques, they're still vulnerable to modern de-anonymization attacks. But for k-anonymity and cluster-based anonymization tactics, they're conditionally vulnerable, depends on the anonymization parameter. The only case they are invulnerable is the anonymous graph is either a complete graph or a completely disconnected graph. So in that case, they also lost all the data utility. And based on this table, we can see between the wall of anonymization And de-anonymization, it seems like de-anonymization attacks will win the war in most of the scenarios. And based on our analysis, we developed a system we call a SegGraph. Basically, it has three models, the anonymization model, utility model, and the de-anonymization evaluation model. And by this system, the raw data can be anonymized first, and the anonymized data can be evaluated with respect to the utility, as well as it's resilient to modern attacks. And if all the requirements, utility and security requirements are satisfied, then it can be published in data. Or the raw data can be published directly as most of, you know, practical cases right now. And or this process may be repeat several times until being satisfied. And in the anonymization model, we implemented all the, you know, anonymization techniques. And similarly, in the utility model, we implemented the 19 utility metrics. And in the DA model, we implemented 15 de-anonymization attacks. So we also evaluate this SegGraph system. The data sets we used are Iron, which is an email data set, and Facebook, which is a Facebook data set of the users in the New Orleans area. For the evaluation setting, we basically follow the similar setting as the original papers. And for evaluation scenarios, we consider the utility performance, the de-anonymization performance, and the robustness of attacks and anonymization versus de-anonymization attacks. So I'll get a little bit faster here because there are a lot of numbers. For this column means the utility metrics. For this row, it means the anonymization techniques of each category. And this is the anonymization parameters. For the numbers in this table means how much utility are preserved by this anonymization technique. For these values are normalized values. If it's close to one, that means more data utility are preserved by this technique. And from this table, actually, we can see for most of the existing anonymization techniques, they're fine at preserving graph utilities. But for the application utilities, they lost one or several graph application utilities. That means even anonymization techniques graph utility looks very good, but when it comes to a real application, it may still be useless. And our basic conclusion is, as I said, existing anonymization techniques are better at preserving graph utility, but they lost one or more application utilities. Now let's see the performance of existing de-anonymization attacks. Here, S is a parameter to measure how structural similar between the anonymized graph and the auxiliary graph. If S is larger, that means the graph, the anonymized graph and the auxiliary graph more structurally similar. And for the value in this table means the ratio of users can be successfully de-anonymized within each data set. Like 0.3937 means 39.37% of the users can be successfully de-anonymized. For this rule means the de-anonymization attacks. And we take the NS, DV, and JLSB, these three attacks as example. We can see with the increase of S, all the de-anonymization performance of all the attacks increase. And this because the anonymized data and the auxiliary data are more structurally similar with each other. And for the NS attack, which is the Narayanan-Sumatikov attack, we did observe the similar phase transitional phenomena as in the original paper. But for other attacks, we didn't observe such phenomena. That means this kind of phase transitional phenomena is attack dependent. Actually, here we have a lot of interesting findings, but due to the time limitations, I won't go to the detail. And we also find that for the seed-free de-anonymization attacks, in sometimes they may have better performance than existing seed-based de-anonymization attacks. And we also test the robustness of the de-anonymization attacks. Here, this value indicates the percentage of error seeds for existing seed-based de-anonymization attacks. From here, from this table, we also take NSDV and ADA, these three attacks as an example. From here, you can see for the NS attack, if more error seed mappings appear in the seeds, then its performance may drop significantly after some threshold, which is also due to the phase transitional phenomena. But for other two attacks, their performance are pretty stable. Even half of the seeds are incorrect, they can still successfully de-anonymize a lot of users. That's because they employ the global structures as de-anonymization heuristics. And finally, let's see the performance of existing anonymization techniques in defending against existing de-anonymization attacks. Here are the de-anonymization attacks. Here are the anonymization techniques. And the S is the same as before, which indicates the similarity between the anonymous data and the auxiliary data. And from this table, we can see for all the existing anonymization techniques, they are still vulnerable to one or several de-anonymization attacks. So for existing de-anonymization attacks, it's hard to say which one is optimal, you know, in break the privacy of this graph data. So it really depends on several factors. Maybe in this scenario, the NS attack is better, but in another scenario, the DV attack is better. So, and among all the anonymization techniques, RunWork has the best performance, but based on our previous evaluation, it also lost the most data utility. So our conclusion is the state-of-the-art anonymization techniques are still vulnerable to existing attacks, and no de-anonymization tech is optimal in general. It really depends on several factors. And for this system, we released on the StratGraph website, including the demos, documents, data, and more results. And right now, it supports two modes. One is the GUI mode, another one is the command line mode. And we are also enable StratGraph to support multiple operating systems. And I will skip the future work part, because just in conclusion, in this project, we analyzed existing graph anonymization techniques and de-anonymization attacks. And based on our analysis, we implemented a system named StratGraph, which enabled users and researchers to do, you know, better data anonymization and de-anonymization evaluation. And finally, we are grateful to the reviewers, and during the development of StratGraph, we did receive a lot of help from our colleagues. They either guide us how to implement their code or share their code with us directly. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry again. Questions?
We still have time for a couple of questions before the reception starts, so we'll start with Tudor.
Right. So this is Tudor Dimitris from the University of Maryland. Great work. My question is, when graph analytics are used in practice, you sometimes care not just about the structure of the graph, but also about attributes that are attached to nodes and edges, right? Mm-hmm. So have you thought about the anonymization issues related to those attributes?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. To anonymize these attributes, the existing anonymization techniques for traditional relational data can be used, you know, to anonymize these attributes directly. But when combine the structure and the attributes together, we don't have any anonymization technique consider them simultaneously. And we, based on our recent work, we find that if we use these attributes and the structure simultaneously, the de-anonymization performance can be further improved significantly. Yeah, thanks.
So I have a question as well. So kind of your results show that in a lot of cases, the anonymization destroys a significant part of the utility, especially when you look at the application. And on the flip side, it shows that it's generally not very robust against de-anonymization techniques, if I understood you correctly. That the anonymization techniques are not very effective once de-anonymization is applied.
Yeah,
you said de-anonymization wins with a big...
Yeah, in most of the scenarios.
Right, so do you see that, you know, do you think that anonymizing graph as a whole field has a future, or do you see that, you know, the picture you paint is kind of bleak?
Yeah, exactly. So actually, theoretically, we did a lot of theoretical work in this area. So as long as a certain amount of utility is preserved in the anonymized data, so theoretically, we can prove it can be de-anonymized. So from that point of view, we have no hope, you know, to protect the data in a good manner. But in practice, you know, theory and practice is always some gap there. So practically, when we try to do some de-anonymization, we did have some choices. Like if this data is shared or published for some specific purpose, in that case, we can develop some specific de-anonymization technique just to enable that data is available for that application but unavailable for other applications. In that case, we may achieve, you know, some better anonymity. But if you want to preserve the data utility in general, and meanwhile, you want the data to be secure, so theoretically, that may be possible. Yeah.
All right, thanks very much. Let's thank Shou-Ling again.
Thank you.